Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The Christian woman who was cleared last year of blasphemy charges in Pakistan has finally left the country after spending 8 years on death row. Asia Bibi has now arrived in Canada. From Islamabad, here's Sukunda Kermani.
Asia Bibi was first accused of blasphemy following an argument with two Muslim women in her village in Punjab in 2009. She then spent 8 years in jail appealing against a death sentence before being acquitted last October. Her family have consistently said it would not be safe for her to continue to live in Pakistan following her release. Now officials have confirmed she has left the country. Her lawyer told the BBC she had arrived in Canada, where two of her daughters are understood to have already been granted asylum.
At least 8 people have been killed in an explosion next to a major Sufi shrine in the Pakistani city of Lahore. Officials said a suspected suicide bomber targeted a police vehicle near the Data Darbar shrine. At least 5 elite police officers are among the dead. Iran has announced that it will no longer implement parts of the international accord agreed in 2015 to curb its nuclear program. Mr. Rouhani also warned that Iran would resume enriching more uranium unless the remaining signatories to the deal, China, Russia, Britain, France and Germany, implement their promises to protect Iran's oil and banking sectors from US sanctions. With more details, here's Jonathan Marcus.
Iran is facing growing pain from reimposed US sanctions. It wants the Europeans to take urgent practical steps to provide some relief. And if relief does not come, then Iran is in effect saying that it may well have to reconsider its overall adherence to the deal. This presents the Europeans with a huge dilemma. They are caught between the Iranians and the Trump administration. Can they continue to back the agreement if Iran is not fully complying with its terms? The US is likely to insist that there can be no middle way.
South Korea is working to provide emergency food aid to Pyongyang after Donald Trump told his South Korean counterpart that he supported Seoul's plan. The South Korean news agency said officials had yet to determine what kind of food assistance it would send. A car has accidentally crashed into a group of nursery children in western Japan, killing 2 and critically injuring at least 2 others. The 13 children, all between 2 and 3 years old, were walking with their teachers in Otsu when a car crashed into the group. That's the latest BBC News.